This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In his big economic speech yesterday, Donald Trump suggested trade deals and regulation had cost the United States hundreds of thousands of jobs in industries like automobiles and steel and coal, and that by getting rid of bad trade deals and regulation, he could bring those jobs back. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports that at least when it comes to the plight of the humble steelworker, trade and regulation really had very little to do with it.
Trump pledged to put American steelworkers back to work.
American steel, American steel will send new skyscrapers soaring all over our country.
The steel sector in four decades, starting in the 60s, lost 400,000 jobs.
So a fivefold drop.
Alan Collard-Wexler is assistant professor at Duke. He looked into this collapse of steel jobs, but he noticed that steel production wasn't leaving the U.S. as much as it was just requiring fewer workers.
It was increases in the productivity of the steel industry. They were kind of generating this huge drop in employment.
Specifically, something came along called the mini mill. Basically, it just means people figured out how to recycle scrap steel and turn it into higher quality steel. This drove a lot of steel mills out of business.
The worst ones drop out.
At the same time, he says wages for the remaining steel workers rose significantly.
Steel workers today are much better paid than they were in the past.
Like for steel, the decades-long decline of American manufacturing generally is not all about trade. Margaret McMillan is professor of economics at Tufts University.
Technology has played a huge role in changes in the manufacturing sector and in other industries as well.
There are sectors that have lost jobs due to trade, textiles, for example. And many economists believe growth in Chinese manufacturing in the early 2000s also cost U.S. jobs. But the whole story can't be told without technology. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.